This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Hot Stocks. Well, my name is Shataj Anand, and today we spoke to Rohan Patil of Bonanza Portfolio. Well, before we go ahead and talk about his stock recommendations, let's also understand what he has to say about Nifty 50. Well, Rohan is of the view that the trend in Nifty is likely to remain sideways, or we can expect some profit booking till 14,900. Now, the higher end break of 15,450 will open the gates for 15,650 levels in the coming trading sessions. Now, let's also look at the three stock recommendations that he has suggested for our listeners. Well, the first stock that Rohan has on the list is L&T Finance Holding. Well, that's a buy for a target of 109 and a stop loss of 92. Here, the upside potential is around about 11%. Now, the price has witnessed a falling channel pattern breakout on the weekly time frame and currently trading above the trend line support. Now, the stock has found support near 23.6% Fibonacci retracement, which is placed at 87.20 from its previous March month low on the weekly interval charts. Now, recent minor retracement has found support near a 50-day exponential moving average, and currently the price is trading above the 50 as well as 21 days exponential moving average, which is positive for the counter in the near term. Now, the momentum oscillators, that is RSI, is reading above 60 levels with bullish crossover on the weekly time frame. Now, the next stock that he has on the list is DMart, which is also a buy for a target of 3,430 and a stop loss of 3,050. Here, the upside potential could be in the range of 7%. Now, on 17th February, the stock price finally managed to surpass the resistance zone around 3,140-3,170 levels, which eventually confirmed a trend line breakout on the weekly interval. Now, the recent leg of the strong up move is also supported by strong volumes, and it also resembles a strong consolidation breakout. From the last four odd months, the counter is trading in a higher bottom, higher high formation. Now, price is also trading above their exponential moving average, that is 50 as well as 100 on the weekly charts. Now, the momentum oscillator, that is RSI, is reading above 60 levels with positive crossover, which is positive for the counter. Now, the MACD indicator is reading above the line of polarity with positive sentiments. Now, the final stock that he has on the list is Hindustan Unilever, which is a sell call for a target of 2050 and a stop loss of 2,235. Here, the downside is around about 5%. Now, for a previous couple of months, the stock price are trading in a lower high formation on the daily time frame charts. Now, the price has witnessed a smaller degree triangle pattern breakdown on the daily interval. Now, the counter is trading below its 21, 50 and 100 days exponential moving average on the daily scales. Now, the momentum oscillator, that is RSI, is reading below 45 levels with bearish crossover and looking to drift lower below 30 levels. Well, all the three recommendations, well, these are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. So in case you initiate any position based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Hot Stocks, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.